Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're getting that rhythm and flow in here. Getting that rhythm and flow.
Every time we link up,
that's it. Want y'all to get that mood, baby. That's it. It's that new music out that we need to get in tune. Our young people, which has the great show. Great show. Thank you. You're back. 1380 News and Talk, WLK, with Real Life with LJ. 404-726-1380. We got another special guest who is doing big things in the greater Lithonia area. This is Mr. Greg Williams. He's the president of the chamber out there. He works for Kaiser Permanente, a senior manager. Manages a team of professionals in the integrated healthcare delivery system. The team is to provide strategic service to potential clients through expansion and distribution channels. He's been in the sales business for 20 years, healthcare management. I want you to welcome him to 1380 WLK, the voice of the community. Welcome, Mr. President.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
How you doing, sir?
I'm great.
You sound great, man. I ain't seen you in a long time. How you been?
I know, man. I've been good. They're keeping me busy, but my mind and thoughts has been with you.
Man, I know, because y'all commercials been on like crazy. I'm watching Malcolm Talley and all of them. I saw the Medicare sign up. I'm glad it's over now. It's been on all the commercials. So how's the chamber doing? And tell me something about the chamber. What is some of the goals?
Okay, so the goal of the chamber is to improve opportunity for the community. Mm-hmm. And as you know, the Greater Lithonia Chamber covers more than just the Lithonia area. It's all of Southeast DeKalb.
Okay.
And what we are about is promoting education and opportunity for our small business owners.
Wow. And there's a small business owners in that area. How do I become a member? How do I join?
Yes, good question. You would go to our website and click on the link that allows you to fill out an application to join the chamber. And I'm glad you brought that up, because we're actually in a growth moment right now where we're looking to our membership as well as to cultivate and elevate people up to a board membership.
Oh, wow. Talk about also the economic times. It seems like it's uncertainty in the land. Should I start a business? Should I not start a business? Talk about ways that a chamber can help in that decision-making process.
That's a great point. We see a lot of folks a little hesitant just for that reason, because of the economic times. So what the chamber does is bring in experts in that area to help you get started.
Hmm.
We have support from various entities that you can have the opportunity to talk to, create your business plans, et cetera, and just have a total view of what you're trying to do moving forward. We have monthly meetings where we have different speakers coming in to talk to the public to address that issue as itself. Because, as you know, the chamber is there to help small businesses to get started, to help those that are already started to promote their business as they move forward. For example, the breakfast that we're having coming up on Wednesday the 11th will have guest speaker, CEO Chairman Michael Thurman.
Oh,
there.
Wow. Okay.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Who's best to talk to us about the community and economic environment than the CEO himself?
Wow. Is there any ways, and this is just, you don't want to just a group to come to eat and just talk. Show, what are some of the things you have helped businesses do in the last couple of years?
Well, some of the things that we've helped businesses get started, we've helped businesses grow, because the chamber also is a networking opportunity. It allows you to meet folks of different environment and different areas of focus. So it connects all of the businesses within the area. I think that the other thing that the chamber does is let you know what we see a lot of folks. The major problem is they don't know what's available. They don't know what questions to ask.
Right.
So the chamber allows you to get in there, gain knowledge about your businesses and other businesses that could supplement yours.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, is there a certain type of businesses that join the chamber, or is it open? What type of businesses normally join the chamber? Do you limit yourself, or is it open to, quote-unquote,
no,
any business?
There is no limit as far as any industries or anything of that nature. We're open to all small businesses to offer an opportunity for your business to grow and thrive in the community. Yep, there are no limits at all.
Wow, wow. And part of it is, and that's why I tell our business is called what we call our Miracle Monday, Moving Forward Monday, is that you can't wait. If you're ready to start your business, there are groups out there that will support you, and you're not by yourself. You're not alone in trying to thrive and live your dreams, because America still is the land of opportunity. If you get out there and you work hard, you hustle, you can make it, but you have to take the first step. And one of those first steps is joining a group that's into what you're doing, and it can help you and thrive and just really help you move. And so you meet once a month, twice a month. How often do you meet?
No, once a month we have a third Wednesday luncheon that we host actually at the Kaiser Permanente Panola Medical's office.
Oh, what's that address?
Yes, and that's from 11 to 1 o'clock. And then we encourage you to come out and meet with other business owners, because you're exactly right. Some of the things that you experience that could be a roadblock for you is a roadblock for other folks. The other thing that the chamber does is provide a voice, a collective voice, that we can go to many decision makers, and we represent our members in their best interest.
Wow. Could you know some of the items that you'll be focusing on next year?
Yeah, we're going to be focusing on the community growth of businesses, attracting business to Southeast DeKalb. We're going to focus on education. Matter of fact, on our luncheon, our breakfast that's coming up this Wednesday, we're actually honoring the work-based learning coordinators with the DeKalb County School District for their incredible contributions and dedication, because we know that the kids are the future for all of us. So we try to get to them early. We provide scholarships for the high schools there in the Lithonia area to encourage them to continue their education, because we know that we're only going to go as far as the future of our children take us.
Oh, wow. You're tuned in. We're coming back to the Greater Lithonia Chamber of Commerce. You're tuned in to News and Talk 1380 WLK. We got the President Williams is here. And we got another special speaker that's going to come on and just talk about what are some of the things that small business and economic development can do as we go into 2025. You can call in at 404-726-1380 You tuned in to Real Life with LJ. How you get started. Welcome back to 1380 News and Talk, WALK, with Real Life with LJ. We're here with the Greater Chamber of Lithonia. President Wilson is in the house, and we also are joined by one of the coordinators who is helping to move the chamber forward. And she told me about this event, and I said, you all come on and talk about what the Greater Lithonia Chamber is doing, because people need, business owners or would-be business owners needs to be affiliated with groups to help them move forward. And that's what Monday is about. So let's welcome Teresa Hardy. Welcome, leader. How are you?
Good morning, Commissioner.
Welcome.
My forever Commissioner.
All right, man. Mr. Wilson has gave us a lot of the summary and everything going on. And just talk about, you know, you talked about, he's talked about the events coming on Wednesday, but what should people be doing to thrive to in their business? And you talk, you're a person that bring people together a lot. What does the power of being the power of being in the group does for your business?
Yeah, I know everybody looks at me as a social justice warrior, all that, but if we can't get our money right, we can't do the economic empowerment piece, then we, you know, kind of doing ourselves an injustice by not making sure that we're economically inclined to go to the next level, to be at the table, to make those bids, to make those offers, to be able to receive what we said we wanted to do, which is Martin Luther King died making sure we have our money, right? So his real entity for social justice was economic power. And so what we're doing with the Greater Lithonia, and I tell Mr. Williams this all the time, Greater Lithonia means something. Mm. It's the Greater Lithonia, right? Lithonia is our oldest city where black folk reside. So when this chamber is in existence, we have the opportunity to empower all small businesses. Mm. Our focus is small businesses, and we do know that there are other chambers, but there's no other chamber like the Greater Lithonia Chamber of Commerce. And we are here to thrive all small businesses and nonprofits. I know we have a lot of nonprofits in our area, but you can't run a nonprofit without business.
Right.
So that's why our theme, standing on business, building success together, is really key. And how can we do that if we're not together in a common space at a common time to do a common goal, which is to stand on business, thrive our business, make our community better?
That's what it's about. And the chamber is doing that and bringing folks together. And it's all about right now, you got a lot of businesses that start, and a lot of them fail quick. But if you're part of a group like the Chamber, Greater Lithonia Chamber, it helps you to move forward because it shows that you're not alone. Right, Mr. President?
That's exactly right. We try to represent the word and thoughts of our community. You know, when you go to something as one person and versus, you know, my father used to say, as you stand alone, you're easily broken. Mm. But if stand together, it's hard to break you. So we call on everyone to come together, and we will represent the voice of the community, the small business people, and of our students in the community.
Beautiful. Now tell the people one more time on how they can get connected, your social media, your website, and your phone number, so people who want to join, and then also talk about the event coming up again.
Okay, yeah, you would go to the Greater Lithonia Chamber of Commerce website and submit your request to join as a member. The meeting that's coming up is an appreciation breakfast on Wednesday morning at 8:30 to 11 at the Porter Sanford Third Performing Arts and Community Center. We will have our guest speaker, CEO Michael Thurman, in attendance to be to deliver the guest speech. Also, we are recognizing the dedication and work put forth as we've worked with the work-based learning coordinators with the DeKalb County School District. The Greater Lithonia Chamber gives out scholarships to the five high schools in the Lithonia area. So we again, we put a lot of focus on our kids because we know if we can get to them early, we build that foundation as they move forward. And it's on entrepreneurship, owning your own business, and making the right decisions. A lot of times people are willing to do things, they just don't know how to do it.
Right.
So the chamber is a vehicle there to try to teach you how to do it and what resources that are available for you.
Is it a charge for this event on Wednesday?
The charge for the event on Wednesday is free for our members.
Okay.
$20 for non-members.
Oh, $20 not bad if you're trying to connect and network with people. I mean, that's a great deal. And I just want to keep stressing to our radio listening audience, you got to be connected to folks who move in your way, and your circle has to be enlarged. Don't stay in the circle. Find you another circle. If you want to be in the business, go to these chambers. Join the chamber. Connect with folks like Teresa and Gregory in terms of just how you want to do business and how you move forward, because you're not by yourself. You want to stand on business. You hang around business people, make a difference. So thank you again to the Greater Lithonia Chamber of Commerce, President Williams and Ms. Hardy. We appreciate you so much. Hope you all go to their event on Wednesday at the Port of Sanford Performing Arts Center and Community Center. It's going to be Wednesday. What time again?
It's at 8:30, starting at 8:30 to 11.
8:30 to 11. That's good time. So be there. Yeah. Be a part of something that's phenomenal, that's going to make a difference in our community. So thank you all so much. And you're tuned in to Real Life with LJ, 1380 WALK News and Talk. See you back here.
This was the best start of a day ever to hear my favorite warrior.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.